Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I just like him because he makes me happy.
I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock. They say there may be rain, but the sun is hot. I wish I had some time just to kill today, and I wish I had a dime for every bill I got to pay. Some days you lose, you win, and the water's as high as the time to win. So I jump back in where I learned to swim, try to keep my head above it the best I can. That's why
Michael Front.
Here I am, just waiting for the storm to pass.
Is your artist of the day, and I like it.
Sunshine.
We're going to be at 54th Street Grill and Bar this Friday, Blue Springs, 2 to 6. Be an honor and a privilege if you would spend your Friday afternoon with a couple of morons who have a little radio program called Dana and Parks.
I know you guys talked about MoviePass before, but now did you see AMC is rolling out its own version? I think it's kind of cool. It's going to be a rewards program for it stubs A-list tier people. For $20 a month, you get to see 3 movies a week.
Who has time to see 3 movies a week?
People who were home during the summer? Like teenagers?
I don't have that much time.
But still, even if you get to see 3 movies a month, $20 is a deal.
I shouldn't be allowed to go back to the movies after what I pulled over the weekend.
Well, that's true.
Oh, my God.
Dana didn't hear about this.
Oh, yeah.
What, are you a chips rustler? Were you a talker? What'd you do?
Oh.
Maya really wanted to go see Incredibles 2. I'm not really a fan.
Okay.
So Sarah says, well, why don't we go see Tag? Sarah's 17. I'm like, all right, Tag it is. I had seen the previews on TV. It looked like a harmless, funny little movie.
Do you know what Tag is, Dana?
No.
The rated R film. It's very Hangover-like.
Oh. Very Hangover.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took Maya to that movie. 13 years old.
Well.
There was a scene where a girl.
Right. I don't even need to know.
Is on the swing with a boy doing this.
I don't even need to know.
Maya thought it was hilarious.
How about those Royals? Guess what comes out Friday night? And yes, I already have my tickets. You know.
What is it?
I'm obsessed with the new Jurassic Park.
Oh, my God.
That dinosaur gets in that little girl's bedroom and is like. Bleh.
What does it sound like?
I bought all these tickets and I told my kids.
After a bender?
I don't even care. I go, we're going to see it. You're all going. You have no choice. That's what we're doing Friday night. I'm so excited.
Well, how does the dinosaur get into her bedroom?
I don't know.
You have to go see the movie.
I have this weird thing with Jurassic Park. I don't know what it is. I love them all.
How many have there been? I think the last I saw was Jurassic Park 3.
Fifth one.
This is the fifth, but the last one with Chris Pratt is really good.
That was a doozy.
You didn't see it.
I still don't know that they've done better than the first one, but I believe they're all very good. I really do. I got this thing with dinosaurs. I don't know what it is.
How does the dinosaur get into her bedroom?
I thought
they were supposed to be confined to an island called
Jurassic
Park.
Oh, yeah. Well, how did that work out? No.
They get off the island, Scott.
How does the Tyrannosaurus Rex get off the island?
I don't know. Maybe she's staying on the island. Tyrannosaurus? I don't know. Yeah, what is... What?
Tyrannosaurus?
What is it called?
Tyrannosaurus?
Tyrannosaurus, whatever.
Tyrannosaurus.
Who doesn't like dinosaurs? What is wrong with you? Everyone is fascinated by dinosaurs, but you.
Okay. Says the woman who's never seen a Star Wars
Didn't
movie.
You see? This is in the last few months. They have decided to engineer. Now, follow me here. They are going to start engineering mosquitoes, okay?
This seems like a bad idea.
Okay, right? They're going to start engineering mosquitoes so that they don't have malaria. And then they're going to release these engineered mosquitoes into high-risk populations. And then all these little mosquitoes will have little mosquito sex. And then they'll have little baby mosquitoes that can't transport malaria and kill millions of children a year.
Okay, well, that sounds like a good idea.
Well, it sounds like a good idea until you start remembering in the original Jurassic Park that engineering these things is what leads to disaster on the island.
I see.
What would you rather have, malaria or a bunch of velociraptors eating your child's face off? Because that's where we're headed, people.
Jurassic Park is a movie!
How do you think it started?
Why do
it
you
was
always
a mosquito.
Do
Wasn't
this?
It a mosquito, Kara?
Yes, it was.
They took a mosquito.
Do you remember what the mosquito was in?
I read the book.
Yeah.
It was in Amber.
Amber.
That's right.
They took it,
That's
and
right.
then they somehow put that in a little something over here, and then before you know it, you got dinosaurs running around.
You're right, Dana. Hollywood is so real.
That's what it sounds like in her bed. Like that. No, it's
And
creepy.
How did the dinosaurs get off the island?
That I don't know. So we're watching that, but not in 3D because it gives me a headache.
I am right there with you. I hate the 3D.
They're saying with Incredibles, you can't watch that if you have epilepsy because there's some scene. Did you hear about this, Kara?
There's a scene in Incredibles like that would give an epileptic a seizure.
Yes. It's all flashy.
Here it goes. Crushed a box office record this weekend for the biggest animated opening of all time.
$118 million.
But it has sparked health concerns for some viewers.
Huh.
Doctors and theaters are warning moviegoers that scenes in the film with bright flashing strobe lights could cause epileptic seizures in people with certain conditions. After the Disney and Pixar movie premiered on Friday, some people took to Twitter to warn others of the safety hazard. Yada, yada, yada.
Have you ever watched somebody have a seizure in real life? It's freakish.
Once it was my own son, and I will not have that image out of my mind until the day I draw my last breath.
My brother still has a scar on his head.
Because you beat him with a door.
I didn't beat him with a door. I was trying to save his life.
By kicking the door into his
head? He was having a seizure.
So here's what I'm going to do.
And he locked the door.
I'm
going to
kick a
door
into your head. I mean, maybe it'll stop it. I don't know.
It'll save your life.
You know, there are times when I'm actually on this show where I think about putting my head behind a door and begging you to kick it. Forget about it.
Epilepsy affects more than 3.4 million people in the United States.
It's funny you would make a concussion joke on a day like this.
You
should be ashamed of yourself.
You kicked a door into your brother's head. I'm just saying.
He was having a seizure.
How did you know if the door was shut?
Because I was like this. Well, first of all, I hear this.
Maybe he was trying to
And I thought to my, don't say a word, Rod. I will kick you. If you, I know exactly where you're going. Don't do it.
I didn't say anything. I was just sitting here.
So.
You could have interrupted a moment.
We were all thinking it. I'm sorry. We were all thinking it. That's the first thing I
After I did that, I realized what it sounded like. Sounded like a scene in Tag. That my 13-year-old daughter got to see. Anyway, I heard flipping and flopping on the other side of the door.
Okay.
It was 6 in the morning. We had been out till 2. Sleep deprivation can bring on a seizure and an epileptic. So I'm hearing this on the other side of the door.
And?
I said.
Did you hear this?
No. No, I didn't hear a Cars song.
Okay, I was just curious.
So, stop. So I knocked on the door and I said, Beaver, are you okay? There was no response because he had to get up to go referee soccer games that day. And I said, Beaver, are you okay? I did it like two more times. I said, I think you're having a seizure. Because people who are having a seizure can actually understand the words coming out of your mouth.
They just can't reply.
No, they can't understand the words coming out of your mouth either.
Oh, okay.
So I said, I think you're having a seizure. If you're not, get away from the door because I'm about to kick it down. I didn't hear a reply, so I kicked the door down. Little did I know my brother's fat head was right behind the door. And I cut him from here to here on his forehead.
And he still bears that scar.
Yes.
So you match.
Oh! Didn't see that one coming.
Damn.
Nice.
Wow.
Ham.
I think it's sweet.
It's like those necklaces where it's two halves of a heart and they stick together when you get close.
Anyway, if you have epilepsy, don't go see The Incredibles.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Nothing. You're an awful human being. You're a horrible, awful human being.
Dana right here for CM Moe's and Son. Now is the time, if you've ever even thought about getting yourself a top-of-the-line Generac home standby generator, do it now. They are offering a free 7-year parts and labor warranty on qualifying Generac generators. It's a huge value, and it is a real value. That warranty is valued at more than $700. It covers all parts and labor for 7 years from the date of installation. Call my guys at CM Moe's and Son now. Again, if you've ever even toyed with the idea, and we had, 10,000 people out of power here a couple weeks ago when a thunderstorm rolled through. That generator will keep your power on, and if you do it now, you're going to get that free $700 value with the 7-year parts and labor warranty. 816-781-4707 for your free estimate. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
Son of a biscuit. But after 27 years, 4,000 episodes, the Jerry Springer Show has been canceled.
What?
Huh. Officially, the series is in limbo, awaiting a new home, but the writing appears to be on the wall that the Jerry Springer Show, which debuted in 1991, is finished. Man. It did pay off, apparently, though, after broadcasting episodes with titles such as I Slept with 251 Men in 10 Hours.
Oh, God.
And I'm a Breeder for the Klan. The Jerry Springer Show quickly gained a reputation for tabloid excess. You know, he used to be the mayor of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah. Can I just ask something about...
In 1998, he had the infamous I Married a Horse episode.
Why... do people watch that stuff? I'm more surprised that that turd is still on the air than I am it shutting down. I would have assumed those were reruns. You know what it does? It exploits the least among us. And when I say the least, I mean people who are poor, have never maybe been on an airplane, would love to fly out, see what it looks like in Hollywood or wherever they tape it.
Yeah.
It's just gross. I don't know why anyone would agree to do it other than for the trip. And I don't know why anyone would watch it.
Do you think all the fights were staged?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Springer signed multiple $30 million contracts. There were episodes like Oops, I Had Sex with a Tranny, Midget Madness, You're a Virgin and I Can't Wait.
I'm glad it's over. I think we need less of that crap in America. Well, no, I really do.
No, wait a minute. I think you would be hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't disagree. However, who disagrees with you. Sorry. Bad English on my part. But he beat Oprah, Dana. He was, at one point, Jerry Springer was, the number one daytime talk show host in America on television. Why?
I don't know.
Does America like to watch a train wreck?
Maybe.
Is it because you never knew what was going to come next? You didn't know who was going to flip a chair?
I will say this.
Because
I don't...
let's be honest with what it was. It was tabloid white trash television. That's exactly what Jerry Springer was.
Yes. I don't think we would have the Kardashians or Cops or who gets the rose. I don't think we'd have any of that crap if it were not for Jerry Springer. He's definitely the original. There have been a lot of other ones, but he was definitely the first big exploitative daytime distasteful
trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then why didn't America watch it?
I don't know. They did. It's how many episodes?
4,000.
God.
4,000 episodes, 27 years on the air. Yeah, great point. Great point, Texter 8380. They watch 600 Pound Life. People watch Teen Mom. Some people say it's funny. That's all. It's just overly stupid, and that makes it hilarious.
But do the people in those chairs understand that they're being laughed at and not with?
Do they care if they're being paid?
Are they being paid? I don't know.
You don't think they get flown out there for free?
I think they get a ride on an airplane. I think they get to stay in a hotel.
And they probably make about $2,000 or $3,000.
No. I do not think they are paid to go on that show. Look it up. Google it.
Oh, please. You don't think that Jerry Springer would pay people to go on that show?
Mm-mm.
Hang on. Are guests on Jerry Springer paid? Of course they are.
No!
Why would you say no? He's not a journalist. There's a lot of answers.
I'm guessing no.
Basic rate is $300 per guest.
$300 per guest, which doesn't even cover...
Plus hotel, meals.
Okay, they get meals.
Yeah, meals, hotel, and airfare, and $300 to appear
so
on the show.
So if any of it is true, and I don't know that it is, you get $300 to humiliate yourself on national television.
That's right.
All right.
And marry a horse.
Whatever. She loved the horse.
Midget Madness. You're leading with Jerry Springer, right?
No. Oh, yeah, every newscast. No. Seriously? I'll tell you this. We wouldn't have Cops if it wasn't for Jerry Springer.
I don't believe that's true. I think Cops started in the 80s. Jerry Springer started in 1991.
I think Springer started all of it. And Cops is still on. I walked in the other day, and it was on in my kitchen, and I go, turn that off.
Why?
Because I do not want the kids looking. It's just gross.
I think Cops came on in the 1980s. First episode, March 11th, 1989.
And when was Springer on?
1991. Cops has been on the air for 31 seasons, 1,015 episodes. Newsroom care marks it. Lead with
no,
Jerry
I'm
Springer.
Not leading. That was it came out yesterday.
Lead with Jerry Springer.
No.
A vote set for tomorrow on immigration reform. We'll have more next.
Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Did you know Window World Windows, one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine? And windows from Window World don't just look amazing. They keep the cold air out in the winter, and here's the important thing, the hot air out in the summer. Make the move today online at windowskansascity.com. And a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. Windows from Window World use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Call for a free home estimate today. 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. 816-799-0820 or online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
4:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Following today's visit from Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, lawmakers on Capitol Hill discussing tomorrow's upcoming vote on immigration reform. Oklahoma Representative Mark Wayne Mullen clarified what the three legislative options are.
We had the first bill, which was the Goodlatte McCall bill.
The original bill.
And then we had the Goodlatte McCall amended version that we whipped a few weeks ago, I believe. And then we have the one that we whipped yesterday, which was the compromise version.
Mullen says they don't have a solution for the family separation plan right now. So for now, they'll rely on the president's executive order to keep families together. Kansas City police are searching for a robbery suspect today. The man with a gun robbed two cell phone stores last week. Now police have found surveillance tapes from the area nearby, and they're looking for a gray Ford Focus that the man may have used to get away. He's described as black in his 20s, about 6 feet tall, 175 pounds with facial hair. If you know anything, call the tips hotline. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey folks, summer is here. Time to start thinking about your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Seal Wants KC is here to permanently protect and beautify those areas. Let their experienced team come out, do a free estimate for you, then come out and clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with their clear, penetrating permanent sealant. Who wants to think about the cost of replacing your deck, driveway, or patio? Seal Wants KC helps eliminate those worries. You know, they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. And how about those cracked and stained garage or basement floors? They got you covered. They'll come out with that permanent polymer decorative coating, easy to clean, non-slip texture, will make your basement or garage floor look amazing. Give them a call, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
Already have the front move through, so the heavier thunderstorms will be well east of the listening area, but a spot shower cannot be ruled out as we get into the wraparound effect, but even that's not looking that promising, so the chances of rain really go down quite a bit. Speaking of going down, our temperatures quite cool through the 70s, down to 60 in the morning hours on your Thursday. We'll call it partly to mostly cloudy skies. A few showers will still spin around that big area of low pressure. High temperature only 74 with that limited sunshine. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
It's 81 right now at KCI, 82 downtown, 81 at your official weather station. The Radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Not saying it's not real, saying I don't understand, which has sort of been the theme for the day. The World Health Organization is adding gaming disorder. Is adding gaming disorder to its globally recognized compendium of medical conditions and diagnoses, according to the agency. Despite the objections of the video game industry and many researchers who have studied the issue and believe the scientific evidence for the classification is weak at best, gaming disorder is now listed under disorders due to addictive behavior in the final draft of an 11th revision of the blah, blah, blah. The draft was presented at the World Health Assembly, or will be, beg your pardon, presented at the World Health Assembly in May of next year and is scheduled to go into effect several years after that. Gaming disorder, according to the WHO, is characterized by a pattern of persistent or recurrent gaming behaviors, which may be online or offline, manifested by 1, impaired control over gaming, 2, increasing priority given to gaming to the extent that gaming takes precedence over life interest, 3, continuation or escalation of gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences. Now, I'm not a gamer. In fact, I don't play video games. Can't remember the last time I played a video game. But we're now classifying the guy in his basement playing his video game with an opioid addict and an alcoholic and somebody hooked on cocaine, because the World Health Organization has just listed gaming disorder as an addiction. Come on, man.
Let me just ask you, if it has impacted your life in a negative way, if you cannot stop playing, you know, you're losing friendships, you're not engaging with your husband or wife, you are making excuses to not go into work, that kind of thing, is it some type of addiction or disorder?
Come on.
I know. I don't get it either. But ask anyone who plays Fortnite, screaming and yelling at the screen with the other people they're playing with. It's sort of social. They're playing with other people online on a headset. I Scott, I don't get it. I'm not necessarily surprised they're calling it something.
I remember years ago, my mother gave me the entire first season of 24. And and after a little bit of prodding, I finally watched it. Mm-hmm. And I watched all 24 episodes of the first season of 24.
Uh-huh.
Shortly thereafter, and this would have been in the mid-2000s, whenever 24's second or third season had already wrapped up, and this, I'm dating myself here a little bit, Blockbuster was still around.
Okay.
I remember going to Blockbuster, renting the entire, because I didn't get into 24 until after like the first 2 or 3 years. I remember renting the entire second season of 24.
Okay.
With what's his face? And I took off 3 days from work and binged. This was before binging was cool.
Okay.
I was a trendsetter. I binged the entire second season of 24. I watched 8 episodes a day. I would even though I had taken those days off, Dana Wright, I still took Sarah to daycare at 9 a.m., came back and loaded up the DVR or the DVD player. And then I would watch 8 episodes and go pick Sarah up from daycare at 5 o'clock. Before Shonda got home, I was still married at the time.
Yeah.
For 3 days in a row, I did that. Was that an addiction to the movie 24? Or the show 24?
No, I think you were just binge-watching a show. People do that all the time.
Okay, so why is that not an addiction?
The thing with gaming is it is a continued thing. And if you love someone or live with someone who makes that a priority
Are there any gamers in your family?
The boys play casually. You know, more often than not what they do, they watch old Office episodes. They think that's the funniest show. They've seen them multiple times. I will tell you that.
Okay.
They both play, but it's not something that consumes their lives. If I say, come on into the kitchen, dinner's ready, they put
They'll
it down.
Turn
and
the
they,
game
oh,
off.
Yeah.
No
oh,
problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
No.
They don't get the little twitchies when they're eating or nothing.
No. And I worry. I think any parent should, and I understand worrying that someone in your family is going to go down that road.
What?
You know, and not get out of bed or not get a job because they're doing this thing.
Well, and you've heard the stories about people who have died playing video games.
Well, that's in Japan. That's ridiculous. Where they don't eat, they don't drink, they don't go to the bathroom.
They sit there on their own feces.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? You have problems beyond gaming, if that describes you.
How come nobody got addicted to gaming when we were kids? We had Atari. We had Galaga.
I don't know.
Galaga was pretty awesome.
You don't remember Pac-Man when it first came out, like being a thing?
I remember playing
where people would go to the arcade.
I remember playing Atari a lot.
No, it was a thing. When Pac-Man and then like Donkey Kong came out, that they made a song out of it. Do you remember that turd of a song? I've got Pac-Man
fever.
Yeah. And it's driving me crazy.
Yeah, I remember.
What
it was
a horrible song.
It was not a good song.
Going out of my mind.
But how come nobody got addicted to gaming when we were kids?
I don't know.
I mean, I remember hearing...
It's more interactive now. It's more interactive now, where you go online with this, you know...
Yeah, I was going to say, the reason we didn't get... Because Atari sucked.
Atari did not suck.
It sucked. Video games, the cool games, you had to go stand at the arcade to play... It wasn't in your house that you could just play and play and play. Also, now you're playing online against other people. It's and the game changes constantly depending on who
so
you're playing.
So is it the game or the competition that becomes
I think
addictive.
It's all of it. Because, you know, the first time I heard someone say, oh, yeah, I beat that game, I thought, that what? I don't understand. Because when we were kids, video games, you didn't beat the game. It just got harder and faster until you died, like life.
On my tail and I know it's either him or me. This is so bad. So I'm heading out the back door and in the other side. Gonna eat the cherries up and take.
Oh my God. I actually forgot how bad that song was. Jason in Lawrence. Hello, Jason.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing well, man. Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, yeah, I was just calling to talk about this issue. I'm actually an addictions therapist and had some thoughts in regards to the validity of the the decision that the World Health Organization made.
Do you agree with it as an addiction specialist?
Well, I can tell you that in the DSM-5, which is largely what the U.S. currently uses, that it is in one of the, it's in a category that is likely to make it into the next edition. So I do know that there's a lot of research that indicates that when we talk about video gaming and the gaming disorder, that yeah, you bet, there's definitely some issues there.
Well, there's a different, well, hang on though, Jason, and I'm not what you are. I'm not an addiction specialist, although I specialize in a certain addiction. do people in your field look at this kind of stuff when it comes out, when the World Health Organization says they're going to make gaming a disorder and classify it as an addiction, do you guys go, oh, okay, I can see that, or do you laugh at it?
Well, I'm sure, you know, the addictions field is just as diverse as any other, but anybody that's looking at the research and following the same journals that, you know, ultimately would suggest that there are bigger problems, would agree. Yeah, I would say that you're going to run into a lot of people in the addictions field that agree that gaming is more than something just to laugh at.
All right, well, I'm asking you.
I absolutely think that gaming disorder is a real concern. I put it in the category of gambling disorder, which actually is in the DSM-5. And when you compare video games to gambling, casino gambling, slot machines, video poker, etc., you're actually running into a lot of the same behaviors and hooks that get people in there spending, you know, $5, $100, $10,000. And with the video games, and this kind of goes to the extent beyond just Pac-Man, most of your Xbox games include components such as pursuing achievements.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what PlayStation uses, but ultimately they all rely on that same. I've got to complete this game.
It's
I've
a reward.
Do this
it's a
thing.
Reward system, isn't it?
Absolutely, it taps right into the reward system of the brain. The same thing that keeps us, you know, wanting to get the next iPhone or wanting us to get that next fancy gadget. It taps into the same part of the brain that relies on that. Got to catch them all, sort of thing. Which, admittedly, is a gaming reference with the Pokemon.
All right, partner. Hey, I appreciate the call. There was a Rod. Do you remember this? There was a song called Space Invaders back in the 80s, too.
Oh, yeah. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, I do remember it.
Blow them away.
Is this it?
I'd sell my mom for a chance to play.
Did you just say I'd sell my mom for a chance to play?
Yes.
Is that the song?
Okay. I honestly don't know. I couldn't remember.
Huh. Joe in Pleasanton. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Of course, anytime, my friend.
Hey, I actually moved out of the area, but I'm back over here for work, so I haven't listened to you guys in a while. I just happened to stumble across you guys talking about video games. When I was 17 years old, my mom got me, I had a PlayStation, PlayStation 1. I kind of grew up on the old Nintendo, and then she got me a PlayStation 2, and I got NCAA Football 2005. And it was the closest thing at that time I could be to playing Division I football. I remember I sat and I played that game for 25 hours straight. And I was over Christmas break, so I didn't really have anything else to do, but I remember stopping and looking out the window and seeing that it was suddenly daylight again, thinking, I need to go outside and actually interact with human beings. I think, you know, it's just like the last guy I was talking about. It's this reward, this accomplishment. I've accomplished something, even though it might be in a virtual existence and right. not real. We're still tapping into that. I've accomplished something. I honestly haven't played a video game in about 6 or 7 years. So I've, you know, I've got kids now. I have way more important things to prioritize. But in moderation, anything is, you know, I mean, as long as it's in moderation, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal, but it's just like anything else. Even if it's, you know, considered okay, if you do too much of it, it's not good for you.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you this. Like, for an alcoholic, if you got addicted to alcohol by drinking, say, whiskey, you can't drink a beer or drink wine or drink vodka or whatever. But if you're a gaming addict, but you got addicted to playing, what is it, Fortnite? Fortnite. Yeah. Could you go into an arcade and play Galaga and be perfectly okay?
I think, and this is just my opinion, I do believe, if you're a video game, if you're addicted to anything, it doesn't matter if it's alcohol. In my opinion, if it's alcohol, video games, you know, people who eat, you know, who use food as an emotional replacement, there has to be something in place. Okay, obviously, food is essential to life. You have to eat to live. Is it essential that you drink? Well, I guess it depends on who you ask. But it's not essential that you drink alcohol. It's not essential that you play video games. So these things that you don't necessarily need, if you're truly an addict and you truly have an addictive personality, it would just be better to try to do your best to stay away from any situation that's going to cause you to relapse.
All right. Okay. Well, I got to stop you there. Can chicks be gaming addicts?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
There was a story in one of the papers I read this last week about a 18 or 19-year-old girl who made a lot of money playing a game. Huh. Now, that's one person. Do I think you're going to get rich playing video games? No, but the gamer was a she.
576-7798. You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, Dale's in Blue Springs can get you taken care of. Their work, by the way, guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get your car or truck fixed right the first time. They are professionals. I've been out there many times. Dale's a friend of mine. I have seen his crews at work, and I swear by him. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales in Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. We will see you Friday, 54th Street Grill and Bar in Blue Springs. Brian in Kansas City. Hi, Brian.
Hey, dude. I appreciate you taking my call. Actually, this is kind of hard for me to call in about because I'm actually what you would consider a recovering gaming addict. I haven't played what I would consider a significant game, meaning on Xbox or anything like that, since November of last year when I about lost my wife. I mean, we were starting...
Oh, hang on. Wait. You're a little bit choppy on the phone. I don't know if your mouth is too close to it or what, but you haven't played what you called a significant video game since November of last year when you almost lost your wife?
Correct. We were practically in the divorce process. We were talking to lawyers, and it was because my gaming had literally taken over my life. I've been playing video games since I was a young child, and before I was married, I would literally sit in my apartment and play video games for 24, 36, even 48 hours at a time because it was just, I had to do it. I needed to do it. And even once I got married, my wife, she married me knowing that I played video games. She knew that it was a point of contention with us, but she just assumed, or not assumed, but thought maybe I would mature out of it and grow out of it, but I never did. Well, I eventually did, but it took almost getting a divorce from her to do it, because I got to the point where it was literally more important than having sex with my wife. And it was literally a debilitating, from a relationship standpoint, it was debilitating. And when I said a significant game, I mean, every once in a while, I'll download a game on my iPhone, one of those little knick-knack puzzle games on my iPhone, and I've actually determined that I can't even do that without getting addicted to that, because I don't know what, for me, besides the need to finish something, the need to, like, my favorite game was Fallout 4, and I don't know if you know anything about it, but it was a post-apocalyptic first-person shooter where you were trying to finish the game and get better weapons, and it was, for me, it was just the need to improve my character and improve my ability to play a game, because when I was younger, and even to this day, I still have pretty low self-confidence. My wife is significantly helping me with that, but for me, it improved my self-confidence because I was achieving something.
Because you were winning and you were beating other people.
Right.
Brian, appreciate the honesty, man.
Yeah.
I got to stop you there because we got to get to the news and Kara Markser.
Happening now on KMBZ, Kansas City's streetcar line could soon be more than doubling in size. More next.
Even in this hot market, you want to know that you are maximizing the profit from your home sale. You need an expert to guide you. Maybe you're worried about how long it's going to take to sell your home, if it's going to sell at all. Chip Glennon with Glennon Real Estate Experts of Keller Williams guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline that you agree to, or he'll buy it. Listen to what happened to Dave when he hired Chip to sell his home in Overland Park. Chip's marketing expertise and long list of qualified buyers produced in just 48 hours, 48 showings, and 6 offers. Dave was thrilled when Chip sold his home for $15,000 over the asking price. Call the only agent endorsed by Barbara Corcoran of Shark Tank, and I'm telling you this right now, if I needed to buy or sell a home, Chip is the only guy I would call. Call Chip Glennon today at 866-872-5556. That's 862-872-5556. Or online at kcguarantee.com. That's kcguarantee.com, and start packing.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.